Hello, podcast friends. This is your host, Pedro Diaz, from the Latino Experience, cultural-broker.com, and I'm here to end the year 2021. Closing words, you got to take risks. I took a big risk this year, and I ended up marrying and living in another country, learning a new language. It isn't all rainbows and butterflies, even though there are a lot of butterflies and a lot of rain in this tropical place that I call home now, Ubatuba, Brazil. Sometimes we see images of people living and traveling to amazing, beautiful tropical places, and we assume it's an easy life, everything looks pretty for them, but there's always dark and difficult time that we all go through, and you have to overcome to get to that beach or place where you feel alive and thankful. Sometimes beach towns are not as sophisticated as metropolis. The humidity and salt water destroy everything fast, from food to metal. To the end of the year 2021. I realized this year that I always been happy. When I have been alone, when I have been sad, I've always knew to enjoy it because it was not going to last forever. Thank God, my parents, my culture, and my experience for that mentality. I remember walking in my hometown of El Paso, specifically Horizon City. I was walking alone and thinking, man, I feel sad. I'm spending a lot of time alone. My work is remote even before the pandemic, which meant limited to no interaction with my colleagues. I was single with little to no dates, and some friends were starting to look like snakes. I just remember saying to myself, enjoy the time that you're alone. Because there's going to be a time where you're going to be surrounded by good friends and family. And you're going to be bitching and thinking about that lonely walk in the desert, thinking how peaceful it is to be by yourself sometimes. I'm here to remind you, you can do whatever you want. I have new friends. Now, I have a new friend that I married, and she's always around me. Things change. Appreciate. If you're having a bad time, just remember that it's not forever. Everything is temporary. Keep your head high. Don't be embarrassed to ask someone out on a date. And if you like him or her, go in for a kiss. Don't hesitate. At least you'll find out if they want to kiss you too. The most important thing is that you're happy. Be grateful for what you have, even if it's a walk by yourself in your hometown. Things are changing. Things I learned in 2021. Be ready to adapt to a new environment. Choose the right people. I want to send positivity to everyone who have visited my site and heard my podcast. I love being a prolific artist, creating a positive message. I'm excited to embark on my biggest project, Democracy and Liberty, on a map of São Paulo, Brazil, which has an important election coming up. And I just pray that the candidate that wins brings the people together and not separate them. If you're interested in collaborating, please send me an email or a WhatsApp. Thank you to my one and only guest, Danielle, English professor and translator. What a great conversation and encourage me to keep reading. We are truly blessed. Every day we get better, I promise. Just hold on and have faith. Every day you wake up, it's one day that you get to appreciate the little things. I have been reading the book, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And it's a lot about self-care. listen to yourself. Take care of yourself. Do something just for you. And don't feel guilty about enjoying your pleasures. Do what makes you happy. To have peace and love, you need discipline and responsibility. Leaving my country gave me a greater sense of appreciation for my family, food, culture, friends. It has grown intensely because you really don't know if you're ever going to see them again or eat some of your favorite flavors. Enjoy your day. Take it day by day. One thing I need to do this year, I need to organize the things that I want to get accomplished. That is so big, it's intimidating. Like writing a book. How am I going to finish that son of a bitch? The answer is writing each morning. Discipline. I was talking to my aunt, telling her, sometimes I would say things to myself like, I would compare myself to friends and start bitching about how they have this and that and I don't, and how am I ever going to compete with them? At the end of the day, no one is stopping me from writing a book, blogging twice a week, drawing, painting, sharing online to the world. It's just a feeling of sorry for myself. I like painting with markers because it let go of being perfect and just complete the painting. Something's gonna come out. It might be trash, but you're going to do something. It's going to force you to create and finish. It might be wanting to correct at the end. And it's okay that it still forced you to create. Peace and love, discipline and responsibility, Pedro Diaz.